Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Black Noise Radio.
Hey, say, wait a minute. Where are you going with that suitcase? Hey, wait a minute. Listen. All right, well, you don't have to answer. Just listen.
The blues, nothing but blues. Oh, they say some people long ago were searching for a different tune. One that they could croon as only they can. They only had the rhythm soul. They started swaying to and fro. It was the only thing to you. This is how the blues really began. They heard the in the trees, singing weird melodies, and they made that the start of the blues. And from our jail came the wail of a downhearted whale, and they played that as a part of the blues. From a whippoorwill way up on a hill, they grabbed a new note. They pushed it through a horn until it was worn into a blue note. They rehearsed it and then sent out that news that the Southland gave birth to the blues. They nursed it, then they rehearsed it, and they got out that news that the Southland they gave us to the blues.
You are listening to Black Noise Radio.
Yeah.
Radio, and you are listening to The Main Ingredient featuring Cuba Gooding. He just passed away yesterday, and we just thought we would go back to those good old days. We just got off the air of the Marty Smith Show. It was a nice show. We've had a great response for the last week or two. Actually, this whole journey of the last 52 years has been excellent. DRX and I have decided that we will keep our focus and continue doing what we're doing. probably the same way, and we'll just make enhancements and improvements as we go. Earlier in the mix, we did start off with the main ingredient featuring Cuba Gooding, who's the father of Cuba Gooding Jr. You know, it's sad enough that you lose your life, but the conditions surrounding it cannot be overlooked as I know firsthand the burdens of being of notable and notoriety, popular celebrity. Having worked with these folks, some of these folks, not Cuba in particular, but have worked around film and music, there's a lot of vulnerability and a lot of habit forming and conditioning. And so this is also the anniversary of Prince's untimely death at the age of 57. 1 year ago today. So it comes with great sorrow that you really realize that many of the contributing factors for these artists losing their lives is largely due to overindulgence. Not necessarily party, but a lifestyle that eases the burden of notoriety, in my opinion. I don't see anything of a criminal nature in many of these cases, even Whitney Houston, Michael Jackson, because the path that they were living and going would suggest the outcomes that you see with Prince and possibly Cuba Gooding. But on the upside, we keep their memories high. We don't throw stones out of this glass house. It just doesn't work well. Nor do we try to receive stones. That don't work well. So, you know, we play Just Don't Want to Be Lonely. It reminds me of running around with these old school cats in the 70s. It does, and particularly in Cleveland, Ohio. My uncle and his cadre of people. It's going to be a missed opportunity here, but we're going to miss Mr. Gooding. It's funny how everything is playing out this week and the time frame. So it's weird to me. But falling in love is such an easy thing to do.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Black Noise Radio. We'll be back tomorrow, 12 o'clock a.m., low 12. We'll be back at low 12. We fooled ya, Yellow Pudding Pop.
Mm-hmm.